stop your praise shouldn't. Come on, let it come out of your spirit. Let it come out of your spirit. Know why you're thanking him. Know why you're worshiping him. Know why you're praising him. Let it come from your spirit. Come on, come on. It's from within. Praise and worship is from within. The Bible clearly states that those that worship me in spirit and in truth. Let your spirit begin to minister unto the Spirit of God. Come on. Don't rely on the music. Don't rely on your neighbor. Rely on your spirit, man. The Bible says that he has given you the Comforter. The Holy Spirit that will guide you into all truth. All truth. Let the Spirit of God lead you into true worship. Come on. Come on, there's a change in the season. There's been a change. I know the calendar says this is the first day of fall. A season has changed.
Hallelujah.
A season has changed. Meaning that there's change here for you. Embrace the change. Embrace it. Grab hold of it.
Yes, Lord.
I heard that. How do I change? By doing something different. You can't expect to be doing the same thing over and over and expecting a change. You've got to do something different. Maybe he's made you change the way you see him. Change. The Bible says, I do a new thing, can you not perceive it not? But we're caught up in an old way, an old system, an old way of thinking, and an old way of how we worship, but God is doing a new thing. Engage. Lock in. Get in with him. Get in. If you don't engage, you're missing. Some of y'all know when you have your vehicle and it has six cylinders, but one of the cylinders isn't working. You know what happens? It misfires. So what happens is it's not driving smooth no more, much less you don't have all the power that is necessary to keep you moving down the road because you're misfiring in one of the cylinders, and one of those cylinders can be your faith. And it's misfiring because it's been challenged in an area that didn't make sense to you.
Amen.
But here's what the Bible says about your sense. It's not your ways, nor is it even your thoughts, because his ways are higher. We got to quit putting God back into the way we used to have him. This is the way I used to have God, and this is the way God is going to be. Can he just get in there and wreck you all up? So that when you leave here messed up. What does he want to wreck? Your theology. What does he want to wreck? Your religious mindset. What does he want to wreck? Your fear. He wants to wreck the fact that you keep going back to a law as opposed to his grace. The Bible clearly states that the law, the letter, killeth, but the spirit give what? Life. But we're so worried about fulfilling every single one of these laws, which you can't. How about walking in his grace, which is his favor, that gives you life? The law will condemn you, but the grace will give you life. The law will kill you, but grace will give you eternal life. I don't know who you are that's in here, but the law, you cannot live yourself. Only through the power of the resurrection, Spirit of God can give you the strength to walk these things out. The law was placed for a people that were slaves. Slaves. Are you a slave?
No.
No, you're free. You've been bought by the blood. Learn to live in his grace as opposed to looking to the law that was written on stone and look to the grace that was written by the blood. Because he wants us to live and not live under condemnation. So that this way you can begin to move in freedom, in liberty, and in joy. So if I had these shackles we used to have hanging up here, remember that? I'd shake them off. Because I'm not in bondage no more. You're not in bondage no more. You're not enslaved to sin. You're not enslaved to death. You've been resurrected into life. Life. Well, I don't know what I'm going to praise God for. He ain't done nothing for me lately. You're breathing. You're alive. Praise God. Well, I've been sick for 15 years. Praise God, you have 15 years of life. And he can extend it even more and do away with the sickness. I'm trying to help you on how to praise God. You don't praise him because he did something. You don't praise him because he's going to do something. You praise God for who he is, and that you're not subject to hell, death, and the grave. You're subject to eternal life, sitting right before the throne of grace, before the Father. Your spirit should be praising God, worshiping God, coming forth. Well, Pastor, I just worship like this by myself. I'm going to step today. You can do all of this and try to be holy, but when something comes into your life that shakes the foundations of your faith, you will begin to cry out unto the Lord. You'll begin to cry out to a loving, living Jesus. It's that type of cry that came from within and not from here. I purposely did not put any lyrics up. Because here's what I see. You get caught up on reading the lyrics and forget about the worship comes from within your spirit. There's where it comes from. Even if you don't know how to sing, sing. I can't sing in a lick, but I'm singing. It's because God loves your worship. Your worship is praise. Your worship is a shout. It's a clap. It's a wave. It's just worship to him. And if some of y'all just get a little uncomfortable the way people look at you when you're praising God, maybe look in the mirror. Praise God because you're beautiful. Praise God because you're handsome. Praise God because what he sees is perfection. What he sees is a loving son, a loving father, a loving mother. He sees perfection. You may be so used to looking for the imperfections in the mirror, but he only sees perfection. People are used to looking to find fault in you, but God is saying, I don't look for fault. I look for the goodness, my love that I have for you that is instilled in you. Man, I wish I had mirrors all around here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because some of y'all, this is what y'all be doing. Doing the comb over. You bring that comb like this because you're going bald on this side. You go this way. Doing the comb over. Or you be looking at how your eyelashes are going a little crooked because you're crying. Y'all are funny. We all. Me too. I mean, hallelujah. Why? Because I get lost in him. Can we teach people how to get lost in him? But we get so caught up in a routine. Oh, God. And this routine has become the idol in our life. Because if it don't go the way that I want it to go, you know how you are. If you don't have the coffee ready when you get to when you get up, I'll tell on myself, Liz, I will. I told Liz, can you have that coffee ready so that when I walk in, it's ready, I can grab my cup of coffee and do what I got to do in here before I worship? God says, oh, really? Don't drink it. Don't touch my coffee, God. Don't touch my coffee. Not my coffee. I bind that devil in the name of Jesus. Making a point. Because when God really wants to get your attention, he touches the thing you love. Coffee ain't no idol, Pastor. It's not in the Bible. Anything you give more time to has become an idol. Anything that I give time to that is not my wife is what? What? Thank you. Say it again. A mistress. I've committed adultery to something I love more than my wife. Pastor, that don't make no sense. Y'all can get a real teaching today. Anything that I give more attention to than to my wife, it's adultery. Thank you. It's adultery. Some of y'all are like, ooh, it got quiet in here real quick. You know that what is it called now? Because we used to go back to and say, well, you're on Facebook. Now y'all ain't on Facebook. Y'all are on, what's the other one? Twitter now. Twitter. Y'all tweeting and a tweeting away. A tweet, tweet, robbing a tweet, tweet. Like, people really want to know what you're doing when you're going to Starbucks? Like, do they? Oh, hey. How many of y'all play that Candy Crush? Raise your hand. Oh, see, nobody wants to really admit it, right? Had to get somebody else to unlock it for me because I couldn't pass it. But more attention that we give to something other than God has become an idol. And we've got to be careful. Watch this. I'm making a point very clear to you. Making it very clear to you. Just tell them you're busy. You're learning something new. Listen, worship and praise can be an idol too. Because if that's all that you look forward to, you've made that become an idol. That's why I said that worship comes from within, not outwardly. When it does come outwardly, it's because you've engaged. Do you understand? Praise and worship can become an idol. See, some of the songs that you didn't know, some of y'all didn't know, these are old songs. And it's those that know it, they were like, whoa, what's up? The ones that didn't know, where's the lyrics? I don't even know what they're saying. You have to engage in worship and praise because God wants to minister to you. You understand? When you minister to God, he ministers to you. You understand? So it's important that you engage in spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet. Give me the lights, please, if you would, Miss Sylvia. You have time.